This is Fresh Air. When Tiger Woods won the Masters title, becoming the first black player to win a major golf championship, he credited golfers Charlie Sifford and Lee Elder for paving the way. He said, "If it wasn't for them, I might not have had a chance to be here." Charlie Sifford was the first black player admitted into the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association, and the first black man to play on the PGA Tour. To get into the PGA, he had to challenge their whites-only clause that remained in the association's constitution until 1961. During Sifford's career, he won over $1 million in official prize money. He's now in his mid-70s and has been playing in the senior PGA tours. He spoke with Terry Gross back in 1992 when his memoir, Just Let Me Play, was published. He told Terry he was introduced to golf as a caddy at a North Carolina country club, which didn't allow black members. Terry asked him how he learned to play on a whites-only course.
I guess it's just a gift from God, you know, because I used to get out and I'm from a very, very poor family. I had my father and mother, they had six kids, and my father was a laborer. And when I'd get out of school in the afternoon, I would go to the golf course, and I just picked the game up. And when I was 13 years old, I could shoot 70, even par, 71, one over par, and it's something like that. It took a liking to the game.
Would you have to sneak onto the course to play, or would they let you play as a caddy even though the course was officially closed to blacks?
Well, we had a day we called Caddy Day Monday. But sometime I would slip out on the golf course, and that's why that the gentleman that owned the Sutton Alexander, very nice man, and God bless him, he passed. And he used to take me out and we play, you know. But after all the members of the golf course got talking about it, so he asked my mother and father if they would let me go somewhere where I could play golf. And that was to Philadelphia. I had an uncle up there. And I went to Philadelphia in 1939.
Because there was a public course nearby that you could play on.
Right, it's still there.
Now, you say that being the first black on the PGA Tour was one of the most frightening and dangerous things you ever faced. What was dangerous about it?
Well, could you imagine a black man going to North Carolina to play on a PGA-sponsored golf tournament with all white players and one black the first time it ever happened? That's enough to be afraid of. And
were you threatened?
Oh, well, I wasn't going to go. I called my wife, and she's responsible for everything that's happened to me in golf. Because I asked her, what about going to Greensboro? So she said, go ahead on down there. They're not going to bother you. So there I went.
So were you threatened?
Oh, yes. After the first round of the tournament, I shot 68 and led the tournament the first day. And as I went back to these friends' house I lived in, it wasn't any hotels, and the phone rang, and they asked to speak to Charlie Sifford. So I asked the phone, so this guy said, "You're Charlie Sifford?" So I said, "Yeah." So he said, "You better not bring your back to the golf course tomorrow." So I told him, I said, "Well, I tee off at 9:40, and whatever you're going to do, you better get ready to do it because I'll be there." So I went out, teed off, and about 10 or 12 guys started on number one, and it took them to the 14th hole before they could arrest them all.
What were they doing?
Hollering, yelling, calling me names. Didn't hit me. Which, thank God, it didn't. Though I'm sure I wouldn't, you know, may not have been here today as a successful black professional. Well, that's why I said that Jack Robinson, you understand, he's in a different category to me than he was in a ballpark. See, I'm out between those ropes and touchable, you know. Anything could happen, you know. But in the ballpark, he's more safer than I were.
Of course, he had a lot of things thrown at him, didn't he?
He had eight guys with him anyway, you know. And I'm nobody but me. and 14 golf clubs.
Well, how did you golf that day? You know, there's such a hush that falls over the crowd when somebody's taking their swing, and here you had all these hostile people out to get you who were hollering and insulting you as you were playing. Did you play well that day?
I think I shot 73 that day.
What was par?
71. I played well in the, behind that because, you know, I had made up my mind I was going to go through with it anyway, you know, as long as someone didn't hit me, you know. So, you know, ain't nothing they can do to turn me around, you know, to break my concentration and break my determination because I had started and I wasn't going to quit.
So when you started on the PGA Tour, even though they had let you in, were there still tournaments that were there still events that you were barred from, or were you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there were?
Oh, sure.
How would that work?
After I got through playing in Greensboro, North Carolina, I got in my car that Sunday night, and I drove all the way to Houston, Texas, where they used to have the Houston Open. And when I got there Wednesday morning to sign up to get in the tournament, I was ran away, told me I couldn't play. And there was a guy that headed the PGA then by the name of Joe Black. So I went to him and asked him, what was the thing I got? What was the reason? I had my approved player's card. Why couldn't I play? So he said, well, there's nothing we could do about it because it's 1962, you know, that Houston wasn't segregated then. You know, everything didn't come down to 64, you know.
How much would you fight when you were turned away, and how much did you feel like you should be, you know, the gentleman and be polite because it might hurt your reputation in the PGA if you became too militant?
Well, I wasn't going to be militant because I knew that's just what they wanted me to be, you know. So I just got in my car and drove on down the highway and got me a towel and just cried and got it off my shoulder and just kept on making me want to play more, you know. And I think when they turned me away in Houston, I think if they had let me play in Houston, I may not never play golf because that really made me mad, you know. And I really wanted to play after they turned me away, after I had the approved player's card in my pocket.
Charlie Sifford was the first black player admitted into the PGA. He spoke with Terry Gross in 1992 when his memoir, Just Let Me Play, was published. This is Fresh Air.